Good morning. Today we have a very common shaila on Rosh Hashanah when the Baal Tokeh is blowing, in particular when he's blowing a tekiah, and there is a change in the tone. It was strong and it got weak, it got weak, it was weak and it got strong, it started high and went low the pitch. There's some change in the tekiah. Is that a problem? Does that tekiah have to be blown again, or is that kosher? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows: Haya kolo av meod or dak meod. If the kol, if the tone of the shofar is very thick or very thin, and the Mishnah Berurah adds on, or if it's dry, etc., it is kosher, says the Shulchan Aruch, because, and this is the operative phrase, Shekol hakolos ksherim b'shofar, all of the kolos, all of the pitches, all of the sounds that come from the kosher are from the shofar are kosher. So in fact, the Chazon Ish and the Stipler Gaon, when they would be hearing the shofar blowing and there was a change in the kol, there was a change in the blowing, in the blow of the tekiah, for example, it started strong and got weak, or it was a high pitch and went to a low pitch, or low and high, they weren't medaktik on it. They didn't say you have to re-blow that tekiah. They were totally okay with it. And the Stipler explained that even those changes are included in this statement of the Shulchan Aruch, kol ha-kolos ksherim b'shofar, all of the kolos, all of the blows, all of these sounds when blowing the tekiah are acceptable when it comes to tekiah shofar. So they did not have the Baal Tokeh rewind, redo the tekiah. It wasn't a problem. They said this is included. It's not that the tekiah has to be standard. It's not that the Shulchan Aruch is only saying that it has to be across the board, all high or all low, or whatever thickness it is, but that it has to be standard throughout that tekiah. But rather, they are saying that when it says kol hakolos ksherim b'shofar can be even if there's a change within the tekiah itself during a given tekiah, but as long as there's no break in that tekiah, there's no hefsek, it would be considered a kosher tekiah. Despite that, there have been a minority of gedolim who were strict about this, that you have to have each tekiah has to be straight from beginning to end. It doesn't matter if it's high pitched, low pitched, strong, weak, it doesn't matter, but it has to be standardized throughout a given tekiah. And if they didn't hear that, they would say you have to actually repeat it again. Among those who are strict was Rav Diskin, who said that this concept of kol hakolos ksherim doesn't apply when there is a change in the middle of the tekiah. It applies if there's standardized tekiah, it can be whatever kol it is, but once we're talking about a change in the tekiah, it's as if there was a break in that tekiah, because there was just a change. It's like having two tekiahs, one before the change, one afterward, or if it changed back, three different tekiahs that were broken up. And accordingly, they were of the view that it is not an acceptable tekiah. Now, this only applies to tekiahs, this discussion, but if there are changes in Shroim and Trua, and those, even the strict view would be lenient. But again, we just have to stress that the majority view is as long as the kol of that tekiah is unbroken, even if there's a change in it, that doesn't matter. It would fall under this concept of kol hakolos ksherim, this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that all of the kolos are kosher when it comes to the tekiah, as long as there is no break during a given tekiah.